Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. This week is a very special set of broadcasts in which you'll learn more about some of the most important topics you need to defend your faith, because truth matters. It's also an important week for us as a ministry, our membership week. You'll hear from listeners whose lives have been changed through the regular monthly support of our members, and learn how you too can help produce vital resources like the Bible Answer Man. Today we start the week, appropriately enough, with the beginning, the origin of our existence. As Hank Hanegraaff often says, how one views their origins determines how they view everything else. If you have questions about the creation-evolution debate, intelligent design, or any other topic, you can ask Hank on air now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. Also, if you've been impacted by resources provided through the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast on this topic, we'd love to hear from you. That number again is 888-275-4265. Now, without further delay, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much. And all this week, we are going to be focused in on our CRI membership drive. The goal this week is clear, it's plain, it's poignant, it's precise. We want to enlist you as a member of the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. We want you to join in a move of the Holy Spirit that is making a difference for time and for eternity. For over 20 years, on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I have been answering questions. And prior to almost every single question, someone will say, as a result of the Christian Research Institute, or the Bible Answer Man broadcast, or the Christian Research Journal, or equip.org, my life was changed in a profound way. I want to thank you for that. And then the person goes on to ask a question. When you hear that, the prologue to the question, the thanks for the work of the Christian Research Institute, that is a direct result of people standing by this ministry. People who give $10 each and every month, or $15 each and every month, or $25 each and every month, or $100. It's also as a result of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, moving on the hearts of people to give a one-time gift that is meaningful, and all gifts are, because, as I've said many times on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, it's not about giving to us, but giving through us, touching lives for time and for eternity. So this week we are devoting to raising the support needed for us not only to maintain, but to grow in areas that desperately need this ministry. So we're directly and specifically appealing to you to stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially. If you can stand with the ministry prayerfully, let me know. I'd love to send you a little arm bracelet. I'm wearing two of them right now. Because Truth Matters, inscribed on the bracelet, and then the website, equip.org. I always have one on my left hand and my right hand. This is kind of new. We've only started producing these about a week ago. But I wear two of them because inevitably somebody asked me about it, and so I give them one of them. I want to enlist you as a support team member, and when you join, I want to send you this arm bracelet. Because Truth Matters, equip.org. It's a great way of letting people know about the website. Also, when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I want to give you 6 free issues of the Christian Research Journal. And remember, the amount is between you and the Holy Spirit. But if you see this as a ministry changing lives for time and for eternity, I want you to take that step of faith today. So often, we lack the inertia to take the step. Today, I want to ask you to take that step, to call a number, 888-7000 CRI. That translates to 888-7000-274. But you can figure that 274 out. It's just 888-7000 CRI. And make a one-time gift, or better yet, join the monthly support team during our membership drive week. If you need to talk to your husband or wife, do that. If you need to pray about this because you've never prayed about it before, do that. And then take the step. Whatever the Lord leads you to do, you will be joining thousands of other people who are touching lives for time and for eternity. So the first way of contacting us is via the phone. You can call, and not only call in your pledge, but all this week you can call in your testimony. If God has touched your life through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, call in your testimony. I'd love to talk to you live on air. 888-ASK-HANK is the number to call. Call in your testimony so that people will be encouraged during the CRI membership drive. Or write me. You can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and join the monthly support team. The best way to find out about this, I'm saving the best for last, is equip.org. You can go to World Wide Web at equip.org and join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team online in a safe, secure fashion. I checked it out myself, but I'm not the most technically savvy person in the world, but I can figure it out. You'll see the information on our banner. You can click the appropriate icons, and you can join the monthly support team. Again, it's safe and secure, and it gives us instant access to funds. So there's 2 things you can do. One is you can join the CRI membership drive. 2, you can give a one-time gift. Those are the options. Join thousands of people making a difference for time and for eternity. What do we do on the Bible Answer Man broadcast? One of the things we do is deal with the great apologetic issues. We deal with the issue of origins. I'm going to talk about that a little today. We deal with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which sets Jesus Christ apart from all other earthly leaders. Jesus Christ is Theanthropus, the God-man. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He's 100% human. He's 100% divine. He did what no human being could do. He had the power to lay down his life and the power to take up his life, demonstrating that he is indeed God in human flesh. We're going to be talking about the Bible. The Bible is under siege. But we're going to demonstrate that the Bible that is today under siege is divine and is as trustworthy today as it was 1,000 years ago. In fact, we have more evidence today than 1,000 years ago about its trustworthiness. Now, I didn't always believe this myself. Up until the time I was 29 years of age, I bought into the evolutionary paradigm. I began my life journey in a Christian home. I am the product of a godly heritage. Every mealtime, my dad read the Bible. Every week, I went to church. My parents made it clear that only through the person and work of Jesus Christ would my life have true meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. But there was a catch. To experience true peace, I had to be willing to submit my life to Christ, and I wasn't willing to do that. I didn't want to be deprived of all the pleasures the world had to offer, and so I chose rebellion in place of repentance. And it wasn't hard for me to justify my decision. At the same time that I was reading scripture in church, I was reading science in class. The prevailing scientific sentiment was that the world had come into existence through purely natural, random processes. Humans arose from the primordial slime. Atoms evolved into amoebas. Monkeys evolved into human beings. And teachers were quick to point out that science had proved the Bible to be little more than the stuff of legends. And so, until I was almost 30, 29 years of age, I followed the dictates of my own will. I searched for happiness as I moved from one happening to the next. And despite some temporary successes, I was left with a nagging emptiness that never seemed to go away. That is, until 1979, where three Christians paid me a visit, and one of them ended up asking me if I was open-minded enough to objectively consider the evidence on both sides of the origins debate. Because if I was open-minded enough to do that, they said I could make an informed decision. They told me about their church hosting a workshop in which evolution would be examined in the light of empirical laws of science. I was surprised. But that next week, I was irresistibly drawn to a day of destiny, a day that would change my life for time and for eternity. As the day progressed, the foundation of evolution began to crumble, and the shaky pillars on which I had built my worldview collapsed. I came face to face with the realization that I had not rejected the creation model because the evidence for evolution was so overwhelming, but because I didn't want to yield my life to the will of the Creator. So, not long after I examined the evidence, the Creator of the cosmos became the Lord and Savior of my life. And now, many decades later, He's more real to me than the very flesh upon my bones. And that's why I have the passion for demonstrating that evolution is a fairy tale for grown-ups. But more than that, it's why I have the passion day in, day out to do the Bible Answer Man broadcast, to offer you resources like the Christian Research Journal, to put information up on the World Wide Web at equip.org. I have the desire to equip people just like you, to use the fallacies of evolution as an opportunity to revolutionize the lives of multitudes for time and for eternity. Right after the break, I'm going to spend a few moments talking to Jennifer Cole. She's a Sunday school teacher. She has a voracious appetite for learning. and this ministry has impacted her life. I want her to encourage you to join during the CRI Membership Drive Week, to join a ministry making a difference. We're not talking about a widget. We're talking about lives changed. And we're simply talking about eternity, about only one life, soon 'twill be past, only what's done for Christ will last. Making our lives count through a ministry that we have a privilege of being co-laborers in Christ with. Join our CRI membership drive on the web at equip.org and stay tuned for a great week of information and fun.
As more and more so-called experts challenge what the Bible says about the creation of man, we must respond with well-reasoned, Christ-honoring answers. Today's generation is bombarded with naturalistic claims about the origins and history of life on Earth. In Fatal Flaws, now in paperback with a study guide included, Hank Hanegraaff keeps Christians from falling prey to corrupting speculations about the origin of life and demonstrates that we are God's creation. This common sense approach reveals the fatal flaws of evolutionary science and reminds us that the key to discovering our purpose in this life is understanding who created us. This resource is excellent for students and adults. How you view your origins determines how you live your life. Fatal Flaws by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at equip.org. Stay with us. Hank will be right back after this. Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program. And we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. Our passion and purpose is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program is ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? To donate, call us at 888-7000-274 or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271.
Evolution is much more than a theory about man's origins. It is a comprehensive worldview that has exerted a powerful influence on our culture. But there is an undeniable link between evolution and today's social horrors, such as racism, sexism, and abortion. Now, it's time to take back the culture with the truth. The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution by Hank Hanegraaff dissects and debunks the arguments for evolution. At the same time, it'll give you new insight into the validity of creation. The product of years of careful research, The Face shows not only that evolution is a myth, but a hoax with devastating social, cultural, and spiritual consequences. The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution by Hank Hanegraaff in hardback or softbound is an ideal tool for college students, youth pastors, and teachers. Order your copy today by calling toll-free 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org.
Faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. If you've already become a member of our support team, committing to give on a monthly basis, we're deeply grateful for your loyalty and faithfulness. But no one appreciates your generosity more than the people who have a newfound confidence in their faith because of your support.
I'm a truck driver. I started listening to the Bible Answer Man while driving. Through this program, I was encouraged and studied the Bible more. Hank answers all the questions that you're faced with when you share the gospel. My faith and knowledge has grown. I've become a better witness, and now I have an online ministry. Thank you, CRI.
For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. To become a regular monthly supporter, part of the backbone of this ministry, you can sign up securely online right now at equip.org. That's equip.org, or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Now back to more of the Bible Answer Man and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And so often we would say that at least in church there's a safe haven. Maybe not in school, maybe not in university, but in church, safe haven. But even that is not true today. There are pastors who are fans of Charles Darwin, despite the fact that Charles Darwin was a racist and a sexist, and that evolution at its root is not about equality, it's about inequality. To say all men are created equal as an evolutionist is at best a popular sentiment. Or pastors who say science is truly godless. In other words, according to these pastors, everything is directed by purely natural processes. Everything is reducible to physics and chemistry. You can't appeal to God to explain the information in the genetic code or to explain irreducible complexity in biochemical systems or, for that matter, for consciousness itself or even the origin of life from non-life. Or pastors who say, listen, science answers the question of how life evolved on Earth, but religion answers the question of why there is life. When you hear that, the baloney detector should go on red alert. It's a false dichotomy. Science and religion are interlocking, overlapping domains. Christianity makes factual claims about the universe just like science does. When we say God created the universe ex nihilo, we are contradicting 19th century science, which says the universe always existed. So the question is, which is truth? Christianity says living things reproduce after their own kinds. Evolution says kinds produce other kinds. Cows turn into whales. Dinosaurs evolve into birds. Scales evolve into feathers. Christianity says non-life cannot produce life. Evolution says life came from non-life, and the life that came from non-life produced morals. Christianity says nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. Philosophical naturalism says nothing created everything. So when a pastor tells you science answers the question of how life evolved on Earth, and religion answers the question why there's life, don't fall for the ruse. Be equipped. That's the purpose of this broadcast. Again, today we're skewing the comments a bit on the issue of origins. Why? Because that's the big question. How one views their origins inevitably will determine how they live their life. But these are the kinds of things we deal with at the Christian Research Institute. In an age in which Christianity is debunked as non-scientific, we need to have an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, and be able to give it with gentleness and with respect. Jennifer Cole, she's a Sunday school teacher with a voracious appetite for learning. And she says, I thank God that Hank Hanegraaff challenged me. I thank God for the Christian Research Institute. It's made a difference in my life. She joins me now. Jennifer, I want you to talk for a moment about the significance of the Christian Research Institute and the confidence it gave you to always be ready to give an answer.
Hi, Hank. Thank you for allowing me to share with you how important it is to understand the enormity of what our origins and what they are all about. Several years ago, I was outside talking to an atheist, and he used science against me, for the lack of a better word, and I was not equipped to answer his questions. But as opposed to just slinking down in defeat, I began to have a voracious appetite, and that appetite came when you challenged us. You said it cannot be left to academia. It has to come out of academia. So I was in church, and I felt led to start reading about intelligent design, creationism, and everything, and the faulty reasoning behind evolutionary thought. I started reading The Case for Created by Lee Strobel. I started getting articles from the Christian Research Institute. I listened to your guests, Dr. Richards, Dr. Wells, and Dr. Meyer. And the more I began to research and the more I began to understand the faulty reasoning behind evolutionary thought, I became liberated because all of a sudden I was doing what Mark 12:30 says, love the Lord thy God with all thy mind. It wasn't just based on faith, as if that faith was not based in reason. And ID illustrates that our faith is based in reason. And CRI was very helpful. It was a treasure trove for all the information I needed to get information about intelligent design and creationism.
Jennifer, talk for a moment to our listeners. That's really what we're doing all this week. We want to talk to our listeners and say, if you've never taken the step to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team or never given to this ministry, this is an opportunity to make an investment. The people that have given to this ministry invested in your life, even though you may not know those people, because through the ministry you've been equipped. Talk to people about how their gifts can equip others like you to make a difference.
I can say that by using illustration. Because I am becoming so well-versed in intelligent design, in that field, I began to use the information I received from CRI, and I gave it to my students at church. And at first, they kind of ignored me. Oh, it's no big deal, whatever, Miss Jennifer. And now, one of my students who went to college says he saw a pile of books about evolution, and he automatically knew that it wasn't true, and he saw, for the lack of a better word, me as a light that could bridge the gap between what he thought he knew and what really is true. And having those resources available, you make an impact in my life that the Lord has allowed me to make an impact in someone else's life. And having those resources available are life-changing. And I could not have done it without CRI.
And you mentioned something that I say often. We don't want to leave this to the hired gun. It's not just for the academic. It's for everyone. All of us need to be equipped so that we can reach people within our own sphere of influence. One of the places that you have influence is within your church with young people in a Sunday school class, but everyone has a sphere of influence. Whether you're a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker, you have a sphere of influence, and that's the point. Every believer has to become equipped to make a difference, and that's what happened in early Christianity. Every believer was equipped, and as a result of that, they turned an empire upside down. So rather than curse the darkness, we can become equipped to this great groundswell that can change our culture. That's the way you change a culture, changing hearts, one at a time.
Yes, I was thinking, when I became entrenched in intelligent design, and when I read my Bible, when I read Genesis 1 again, it took on a whole new meaning for me. It was a firmness, knowing that this is completely logical. It's not just based on faith. It's completely logical, and I don't have to sway in waters of uncertainty. My faith is even more affirmed because of what I've learned. And I thought that it would be hard for me to learn the science behind it, and it really isn't. If you don't understand the word, you get a dictionary. It's simple as that, you know. It was a great affirmation of my faith, because we cannot leave it to academia, because you see so many, especially my kids, they go to college, then they come to church, and they're uncertain. Now all of a sudden their faith is shaken. And I was glad when the one child came to me and he said, I don't have to believe in it. I don't have to worry about it, because I know you have an answer for me. And that's something no money can buy. Someone's keeping a child's faith intact is something no money can buy.
And Jennifer, you mentioned something else which I think is really interesting. The fact that you too can be shaken in your faith. And so when you learn, when you have reasons for faith, when you go to the Bible, you have a certainty and a confidence that otherwise you wouldn't have.
Right, right. It's reading. I guess the biggest thing was that growing up and going to school, you learn one thing in church, and then you go to school and you're being taught something else. And you know it's not right, but they are so certain about it. You hear your professors and you hear your teachers saying, no, this is what happened. You evolved from a monkey, and that's it. And you're gonna take that. And knowing that, I don't have to believe that. I don't have to believe it now, because it's completely illogical to believe that. It's absolutely ludicrous to believe that. And to have that affirmation, I can't tell you how liberating it was.
Talking to Jennifer Cole. Jennifer, thank you so much. I know that you have encouraged a lot of people listening into the conversation to join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team during our CRI membership drive week.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hanegraaff, for allowing me to tell you. I have to tell you, I've listened to you since I was a child. So I was inoculated a lot about the aberrant teachings in the church. And to be further inoculated, be vaccinated even against this theory of evolution, I can't thank you enough for it. You've been part of my life for as long as I've been alive. So thank you so much.
Yeah, the good thing, Jennifer, is we're going to spend eternity together.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'd love to hear you talk.
God bless you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Mr. Hanegraaff.
I'd love to hear you talk as well. And, of course, this is the privilege that you give all of us to talk. I mean, I have the opportunity at the Christian Research Institute to talk publicly because people like you support me privately. And so we're asking you during CRI membership drive to make this ministry accessible to many, many more people. This is an investment not for time, but for eternity. All week during CRI membership drive week, Monday through Friday this week, check it out on the World Wide Web. See how you can join a monthly, whatever it is. Sometimes it's 15, for some it's 25, for some it's 100. It depends on how God has blessed you. But be a regular support team member during membership drive week. And we have a very special wristband. It has Because Truth Matters on it, equip.org on the other side. I proudly wear it every day, so can you. Check it out on the World Wide Web. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
The far-reaching consequences of evolution are felt in every aspect of society, from the loftiest government office to the lowliest kindergarten classroom. In light of the unprecedented impact of Darwinian dogma, it would be reasonable to expect it to be solidly rooted in truth. But as Hank Hanegraaff demonstrates in his book, The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution, the theory of evolution is actually rooted in metaphysical contentions and mythological tales. The Christian Research Institute exists to create well-reasoned, hard-hitting resources like this. Your purchase through our website at equip.org or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI will equip you for deeper faith, but it will go even further, helping to create more resources to equip countless others to defend their own faith. Again, you can order online at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-CRI. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. And now you can join the Bible Answer Man Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7-plus inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and 5-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101.
Mom, I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was school today?
It was okay, I guess.
Just okay?
Well, in science class, the teacher said that people came from apes and monkeys, and that we all came from little cells in the water. Mom, I'm so confused. You told me the Bible said that God created everything. Who's right, my teacher or the Bible?
Each school year, this scene is played out in more homes across the country. The result? More children reject the existence of God and His intended design of the universe. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote Fatal Flaws. It addresses such issues as how and when the world began, whether humans were intended or merely an accident, the spiritual dimension of the human soul, and more. Pick up Fatal Flaws by Hank Hanegraaff. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it on our website at equip.org.
In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. To defend your faith with passion and precision, you need to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-274. That's 888-7000-274. Don't wait. Start your subscription today. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card, or even automated bank withdrawals. To sign up today, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:12, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal.
I've been listening for quite some time. About 3 months ago, I was finally able to reach a point in my life where I could become a monthly supporter of the Bible Answerman broadcast, and it's just been my pleasure to do that, and I just pray that I can continue to give more and more and that your ministry may grow. And God bless all of you, everybody there at CRI, for what you do. It's just wonderful.
Again, for more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Now, to further equip you to live out and defend your faith, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And during CRI membership drive day one, I'm focusing in on your origins. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the resurrection, but if you want more information on how you view your origins determines how you live your life, we have a book titled Fatal Flaws, What Evolutionists Don't Want You to Know. Philip Johnson, professor emeritus at the University of California, Berkeley, says, I'm delighted to see Hank Hanegraaff bringing his very special skills to the task of showing Christians what is at stake in the evolutionary controversy and why they can't afford to ignore it. Chuck Colson, chairman Prison Fellowship, says Hank Hanegraaff has given Christians solid evidence to defend their faith against the naturalism dominating our educational establishment. This is a great resource. Josh McDowell says the genius of this book is for the first time we can easily commit all the evidence to memory. Again, Fatal Flaws, available for you to hone your skills in terms of the issue of origin so you can use your well-reasoned answer as a springboard or an opportunity for sharing the grace and love and truth that only Jesus Christ brings to the human life. Typically, you call in your question when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. All this week, I want you to call 888-ASK-HANK, not to ask me a question, but to tell people listening in how the ministry of the Christian Research Institute has impacted your life. So think about calling in tomorrow and the next day and the day after that during CRI Membership Drive Week to encourage others to become a Bible Answer Man monthly support team member. Now, there are people who have been impacted by this ministry for years and years and years and deeply appreciate the ministry, like Jennifer Cole, but never took the step to become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member until today during CRI Membership Drive. And that's the purpose of this week, to get you to make that step. Whether your commitment is large or small, in the big scheme of things, it makes a difference. Because together with many other believers, you form a team that is touching lives all over the globe. And I mean literally all over the globe. So all this week, call in and let me know how this ministry has impacted your life. I'll be taking your calls all this week. Dial 888-ASK-HANK. Let me know how the ministry has impacted your life. Let's go to David, listening on KCIV, Merced, California. Hi, David.
Hi. Hank?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. So can everybody else.
I don't know if you remember me. I met you when I first entered the Mormon Church at the Monte Vista Chapel in Turlock.
Oh, wow.
Quite a few years ago. Do you remember?
Yeah, I think I do vaguely. Now, I am getting older. You're going to have to probably give me some more details.
I was the... you had come to Monte Vista Chapel, which is a non-denominational church in Turlock, California, back in 1990. And I had just... I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that you, along with a couple other people, and I stood up out of a crowd of 300 to 400 people, and I was the only Mormon there ready to defend my faith.
I remember that. I remember that now.
Okay. And I had spent 23 years in the Mormon Church. All total, okay? They excommunicated me in 2003, and only recently did I get rid of all my Mormon stuff. I have a few little things at home now that I will eventually give away or sell. But the reason, Hank, that they kicked me out, and I want to make something real clear to you and your audience that's listening to me. Is when I joined the Mormon Church, I made it specifically known to them that I was gay. All right? And that's one thing you did not know in Turlock either, because I didn't bring it up to you. They kicked me out because I was gay. And that was the only, well, there was another factor, because I didn't particularly like Mormon that my Mormon bishop then, and he's no longer the bishop now. And when someone is excommunicated from the Mormon Church and who is disfellowshipped from the Mormon Church, the person's world completely falls apart, without doubt. I now go to a very, very tiny little Baptist church in Merced, Friendship Baptist Church. I had gone to the Apostolic Tabernacle, which is UPC, for 13 months, which was pure hell. Those people judge what they do not understand or want to understand, Hank. But the one thing that I am now, and always have been, always will be, is I'm gay. And
well, you know, I got to tell you something, David, that using that language is always a bit of a conundrum, because I would say that being gay is not an identity. It's a behavior.
Okay. Yes.
So I wouldn't say you're...
When I was in the Mormon Church, I had a friend who did a expose of my life, and that's why they excommunicated me. For conduct unbecoming a member of the church.
But are you willing to, in the genuine Bible-believing church, to live your life within the parameters that God sets forth for you to live within?
Well, my pastor is helping me to leave. This is the only church that has the founding pastor's daughter was a former lesbian, and they're going to help me leave.
Help you leave what?
Leave the gay lifestyle.
So they're working with you.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly the point of the Christian church, isn't it? The Christian
right.
church is not for perfect people. It's for sinners like you and me, so that Christ can begin to change our life from the inside out. He gives us...
You know,
His righteousness, but then he begins to change us.
Well, you know, I had listened to Walter Martin when he first talked about the Mormon Church, and I did my research on the Mormon Church before I even joined it. And the reason that the cults are out there, and you so eloquently said so many times before, and I really want to reiterate this to a lot of people that are listening to me now, that the cults are willing to do what Christendom will not do to poor people. And they are willing, they give you a lot of self-esteem, they give you a lot of motivation, and self-worth and everything, but there is a catch to it. And you won't know what the catch is until you finally join the LDS Church. And I told my pastor I know enough about the Mormon Church, and even a couple of Mormon elders just spin their heads four around about five. You know, I know enough about the church to pack a pretty good-sized church out. But I gave away my Book of Mormon. I got rid of a lot of my Mormon CDs and DVDs and all that other stuff because I have it up in my brain.
Hey, I'm going to have to talk to you some more off-air because we're a little off point for what we're trying to do during the membership drive week. So hang on, let me talk to you off air for a few moments. I'm going to be off air in just about 3 minutes. I need to stay on point in terms of what we're doing during CRI Membership Drive Week. We're impacting the lives of a lot of people. People are in all different positions on the spectrum. And the point is for us to bring our lives in conformity with the will and purposes of God. To say, I don't want to do it my way, I want to do it your way. And David brought something up that I think is significant. This is the point. We say it over and over again. Are you willing to do for the truth what the cults do for a lie? What the Mormons do, what the Jehovah's Witnesses do, are you willing to do for the truth what the cults do for a lie? Now, we're not suggesting that you run around frantically with Watchtower magazines or get on your bicycle and drive door to door. What we are suggesting is that you become an equipped Christian, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect, so that you can use your well-reasoned answer as a springboard or an opportunity for sharing the grace and goodness of God with someone that needs the bread of life, someone that needs a cup of cold water in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're asking you to facilitate a ministry that's doing that job day in, day out. We're asking you to call for a special wristband. It's inscribed beautifully with the letters "Because Truth Matters," has the website on it, not only to wear yourself as a testimony for what the Christian Research Institute is doing, but something you can give away to others so that they start utilizing the resources of the Christian Research Institute at equip.org. For joining all this week, the Bible Answer Man monthly support team will enlist you as a subscriber to the Christian Research Journal. 6 copies, our gift to you. Join, make a decision today, a decision that's going to impact lives for time and for eternity. You can do it on the World Wide Web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, and join us all this week with your testimony on air during CRI Membership Drive Week. The number to call, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 888-ASK-HANK. Let us know how this ministry has impacted your life. Go to the web, join if you haven't joined the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. Look forward to talking to you more tomorrow with Resurrection as the theme.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for an in-depth look at the facts behind the resurrection and why the truth of the resurrection is vital to Christianity. Thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you're not a support team member already, please prayerfully consider that commitment today. You'll be part of a 50-year tradition of equipping believers with the answers they need in a world increasingly hostile to the truth. Make your investment today by calling us at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute, because truth matters.
Evolution is much more than a theory about man's origins. It is a comprehensive worldview that has exerted a powerful influence on our culture. But there is an undeniable link between evolution and today's social horrors, such as racism, sexism, and abortion. Now, it's time to take back the culture with the truth. The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution by Hank Hanegraaff dissects and debunks the arguments for evolution. At the same time, it'll give you new insight into the validity of creation. The product of years of careful research, The Face shows not only that evolution is a myth, but a hoax with devastating social, cultural, and spiritual consequences. The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution by Hank Hanegraaff in hardback or softbound is an ideal tool for college students, youth pastors, and teachers. Order your copy today by calling toll-free 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or online at www.equip.org.
I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was school today?
It was okay, I guess.
Just okay?
Well, in science class, the teacher said that people came from apes and monkeys, and that we all came from little cells in the water. Mom, I'm so confused. You told me the Bible said that God created everything. Who's right, my teacher or the Bible?
Each school year, this scene is played out in more homes across the country. The result? More children reject the existence of God and His intended design of the universe. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote Fatal Flaws. It addresses such issues as how and when the world began, whether humans were intended or merely an accident, the spiritual dimension of the human soul, and more. Pick up Fatal Flaws by Hank Hanegraaff. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it on our website at equip.org.